Just to pick up where we left off yesterday. I mentioned to you yesterday, to review briefly, the cleric of the Kuntres HaSeichus, who declared what the Kayach of Marikama is. Why is it that we go past the Marikama when there's no Mosik? Mosik is stronger. If you're holding it, it's stronger, but if there's no Mosik, you can go past the Marikama. Why? So he said two ways to learn. One way to learn was that it's a Gzeres HaKosov of Cheskeres HaKosov. We have a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not a Svara. We learn out in Mesechta Sfulin and Daf Yud Aleph the concept of Cheskeres HaKosov. We assume things didn't change. And that's a klal for all of Sha'at. We know by Hilchos Treifus, and we know by Hilchos Eish HaSish and Besula. We always tell on a chazaka, if someone was an Eish HaSish, you assume they're still an Eish HaSish. If somebody was a Besula, you assume they're still a Besula. We always tell a chazaka. And this is also, Marikam is a type of chazaka. Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that if something you know was a certain way, you assume it did not change. That was the first mahalach of the Kuntres HaSeichus. Second mahalach was that Marikama is a type of Hamaytze Mechavere Olav Araya. Normally, Hamaytze Mechavere Araya is if I'm holding something, you can't take it away from me. Here, it's the concept that I was once holding it, so there's a certain assumption that it's still mine. Well, some people gave me a hard time about why it should be that way. That it's a type of music, if it was once mine, that I assume it's still mine. So I give an example. Let's say you know that somebody owns a car. You go away for the summer, and you come back after the summer, and you see the car. You assume it's still his car. Why do you assume it's his car? Maybe he could have sold it or given it away. That's what Marikama is. Marikama, not Al-Kazeres HaKosov, Al-Svara. In Svara, if you know somebody's holding something, so just because it's out in the street, it doesn't make you assume any less that he's holding it. Wherever it is, it's the owner's. So, it's Hamaytze Mechameo of Araya would be extended to a Marikama to assume that wherever it was before, it's still there. Now the big difference between the two ways is the first way, if you learn Cheskes HaGuf, then it's Gzeres HaKosov. Then this Chazak is Gzeres HaKosov. If you learn the second way, then it's a Svara. It's the Svara. Amaytze Mechavere Olav Araya, the Gemara says Svara here. There's no Makar in the Pasuk for it. It's a Svara, which is fine. So the nafkamina between the two, which Pnei Yeshua discussed, I mentioned to you yesterday, Pnei Yeshua and Rav Moshe hold the first way is the Iker. The Kuntres HaSeichus himself and Rav Shimon and the Shari Yosha hold the second way is the Iker. And the big nafkamina they talk about is Dinei Isser. When Marikama is going to paskin Dinei Isurim. But Cheskes Marikama is only nominates. Cheskes Marikama tells you whose mother it is. If it has a resulting nafkamina, l'gabe yisurim, that would be a situation where it would depend what Marikama is. If Marikama is the first way to Gzeres HaKosov, then it helps for Isser also. And even if the resulting nafkamina is nafkamina l'gabe yisurim, it would help as well. But Shaykh, if you learn the second way, that Marikama, it's not Gzeres HaKosov, it's a Mamanistika Svara, so then it does not pass in Dine Yisr. That's the main nafkamina between the two ways, and as a result, each side brings a raya from a case of Yisr. The first side was the case of Kui that I told you yesterday, so Pnei Yeshua's raya. And the raya the other way is Safik Bechar Osir Begizav Avaida. Safik Bechar, you're not allowed to work with it. Why don't you say that the Marikama is the Yisrael, before it gave birth, he's the Marikama, which a Paskin Ois, that the Bechar is not a Bechar. That was a raya that the second way, that by Isser it doesn't work. But be that as it may, those are the two rayas. The Ikra Nafka Mina was Lagabe Dinatus. Now, there's a few points I wanted to add today. Of course, the first is the Shaykh's Tower Sukkah. Taisus, Hasam Doi Tavsi Tavai. Hasam is going on which case? Machu Parvachamar. Right? Hasam, case of Machu Parvachamar. Sorry, Shoshadoga Kesapara. In the case of Shoshadoga Kesapara, Ninsa Uber Vatsid. Hasam Doi Tavsi Tavai. In the case of Shoshadoga Kesapara, Doi Tavsi Tavai. They're not both holding it. So Taisus doesn't mean like Tavsi Tarvayu, they're not both holding it. One of them is Taisus. So Taisus says like Tavsi Tarvayu means they're not both holding it. But one is Taisus. One is considered to be holding it. Who's considered to be holding it? What's the case? Ruvain Shar kicked Shimon's para, and you find them over. The question is, does Reuven Shar have to pay to Shimon? That's the Shaila. Does Reuven Shar have to go to Shimon? Who's holding Reuven Shar? Reuven. The Shar. Now, if he's physically holding it, it's in his barn, Pashim is holding it. Taisus says, I feel like I met this to Agam. Taisus says, and Taisus is Ibrahim Aslan also. But Tashi Tabayu Kima Echad. One of them is considered to be holding it. Who's holding it? Owner of the shah. A few of them is ba'agam. Even if it's standing out in the hefka place, is the rabbanon. Hamaytim chaverei olav araya. Kol makin nikriya echad tafis machmas cheskes marei kama. Places lash and klar is that the marei kama is considered to be holding it. It's a tafis part. Which the Lashon of Taisus certainly is matched with the second side of the Kunshus HaSeikis. That Taisus holds, like the second side of the Kunshus HaSeikis, that Mare Kam is considered to be toughest thing, is considered to be holding it. Holding it means Mosek. So part of the language of Taisus, and really the whole fact that Taisus is bothered by the Lashon Hasim Leitasi Tarvayu, very much is mashma, this what Shmuel says, is mashma that the ikra is off muzik, the second way. And where this all comes back to us is on Davav, the Sigya Tafikayim. And we'll have to see if it stems that Taisus Shita is the second way. But from here, it seems to be a chloraraya that Taisus holds at the second side, and that it goes to Avdine Tafis, Avdine Muzik. That's the right. There are a few other nafkaminas between the two ways, which I'd like to be meisif. It's like nafkaminas help you understand the two tzadim. The Kutchis HaSveikis brings another nafkamina. We have a rule that bari v'shem olav bari adis. If you and I have it in Tyra, I'm sure and you're not sure. I say I'm positive you owe me money. And you say you're not sure. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You don't remember. We pass in Bari V'Shem Olav Bari Yadis that the Bari can't take away from a Musik. Bari V'Shem Olav Bari Yadis means that the Bari can't be Maitzi. Can't take away money. Can't be today I'm on with a Bari. If I'm a Bari and you're a Shema, I say you broke my window. You say you're not sure. So I can't be my Simamin with a Bari against your Shema. What's the din? If I'm a Bari and you're a Shema, but there's no Muzik, no one's a Muzik, then the Bari wins. Let's say you have a boat out in the harbor, and I'm sure it's mine, and you say, well, maybe it's mine. Besson gives it to me. That there's no Machlokes in the Gemara. It's Pashit. If you have a chait that's laying in a muck and hefker, and one person says he's sure it's his, and the other person says he doesn't know, even though he says it might be mine, he's not sure, it's Pashit. The Bari B'Shema wins when there's no Mosek, when no one's a Mosek. The whole machlokes in Gemara, bari v'shema, bari yadif, la bari yadif, is to be ma'itzim. Shaila is, bari v'shema in a case of mari kama. Where I'm a bari, you're a shema, you're not mochzik. But you're a mari kama, you once owned it. L'mashal is a boat out in the harbor. I say, I'm sure it's mine. And you, Zicha, owned it once upon a time. You're not sure if you sold it. You're a shema if it was sold. Do we say, bari the shema, la bari yadis against the mari kama? Or not? What do we do in such a case? It's not the conscious essay. I guess it depends on these two studies. If you learn the second way, a mari kama is a muzik. If a mari kama is a muzik, so bari b'shem ala bari yadif. Against the muzik, a bari doesn't win. Bari b'shem ala bari yadif doesn't win against the muzik. So if you hold that he's a muzik, then la bari yadif. If you hold the first way, bari b'shem, and the other person's a mari kama, he has a chazak in the beikara that was once his, so then, the other person is not a mosek. The Shem is not a mosek. He just has a raya to himself, but he's not a mosek. So then it's Yitachin, that Bari Vishema Bari Yadis, that the Bari will win. Could be also not, you declare like this guy. But it's possible that the Bari will win against the other, because the Shema is not a mosek.
No, I'm not a regular
Muslim. But Bari Vishama doesn't look at the Muslim because I might be a Chaver of a Raya. That's the reason the Bari doesn't look at the whole second side that we're talking about is that Mari Kama is a din of Hamayt Chaver of a Raya. You're saying it in between. It's not good, but it's included in this Bari Dairai of Hamayt Chaver of a Raya. For all practical purposes, it would be the same Hamayt Chaver of a Raya. You're right, it's weaker, but it's still a mighty. That's the whole second side. If you say it's so weak that it doesn't have a din of a mighty, then you have to go to the first side. You're saying you're making a new gather. There's this amount of mighty, which is it. All I know from Shas, if Bari Vishem against a Muslim doesn't win, if he's not a Muslim, it doesn't win. You're Hagdara. You're not saying it's Mustava, you're saying it's less. You can't tell me it's Mustava that the Bari gets this much Raya, which is stronger. How do you Mustava
think? I think it's strong. I'm saying, I don't know, yesterday it was mine. It could be today, it's not mine. Like, you can't go to the Muslim anymore. That's the Bari. I'm not, I might
be. And if you're holding it in your hand, you're not sure it's yours, I can't call you a Muslim if I put it to you. But since you're holding it in your hand, most of you're holding it in, you say it's yours. Heritage is that Hamashiach Hayav Araya. You're going to be not sure of Hamashiach Hayav Araya. So this is the second Nafkamina between the two Tzadim, Nafkamina of Isser, Nafkamina of Bari Vishema. It mentions a third Nafkamina. I have to see if everybody holds that this Nafkamina is accurate. He mentions a third Nafkamina. There's a rule that Ein Halchin B'mam in Achar HaRayv. Even though B'chol HaTorah Kula we go according to Rayv, everywhere, even Yisrael Karis, even Dinim Amzeris, everywhere we go but to Rayv. Right? How do you know someone is who his father is? Because Rayv Bila Sachar Abal, type of Rayv. Even though Kol HaTorah Kula we go but to Rayv, or for whatever reason, Ein Halchin B'mamin Achar Rayv. We paskin that by to be Maitzi Mamin, you don't go but to Rayv. Rayv is not a strong enough Raya to be Maitzi Mamin from somebody else. Ein Halchin B'mamin Achar Rayv. Where? Against the Moses. If there's a mosaic, you don't go Basar Rav. So now, last question. What's the question going to be? What? Against the Mari Kama, do you go Basar Rav? Against the mosaic, ain't nothing Basar Rav. Call it Tyra Kula, we do go Basar Rav. What about if someone's a Mari Kama, he's not a mosaic? Again, the boat is out in the harbor, in Malkum Hefter. The car is parked in the street in Malkum Hefter. And they're arguing about it. So one of them is a Mari Kama, not a Muslim. Do you go Basar Rav in a case where one side is a Mari Kama So this would be the third nafkamina that, if I understand correctly, the Klishas HaSeikas is saying that if you give Mari Kama din Muzik, if you say Mari Kama works the second way, because he's a Muzik, Muzik, so Muzik in Hokum of Nacharai, you don't go with Sarai against the Muzik. Mashain came, if you hold there, it doesn't have a din Muzik, just a Raya of Chazak the Meikara. So then, every other case, Chazak the Meikara, we always go by Sarai, by Dine. Chazaka, by Ruba the Chazaka. Normally we go Basarai. So if you go Basarai, so then here also you go Basarai. So I think this is in the Kuntra Sfeikas, Aleph Hei is the Chakira, and Aleph Vav are these Nakaminas, and I think saying it the way I believe the way he's saying it. But again, we're going to have to see how vital it is. A case of right where somebody is a Marikama. You want to have an example of a case where someone has rights. The case of rights in the Gemara is a case where I buy a shar. It turns out it's a wild shar, and I want to plow with it. You say you sold it to me for shmita. I tell you, rights people buy it for plowing. So in Hakumam Acharayv, you could say you sold it to me for shkita, just because I wanted to buy it for plowing. Rive doesn't help. Shai would be, if you could have some equivalent case, that's what I'm trying to do, raising money from you, the money's in your pocket. What happens if we would have such a case, I have to think the exact year, where what we're fighting over is in a third third person's property, or in Rishon Sarat. I don't think with an exact case. Okay. At any rate, this is the Kuntra Sfeikas Shaila. This is the Raya from Taisus, and like I say, you put this on the shelf. If the Sukkis, when we get to Tuk Bekayim, we're going to come back to this whole discussion. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. Someone had an animal that was mevakera. Somebody had a cow that was about to give birth to a bechor. So if you're a farmer and you have a pregnant cow, what do? You sell it to a guy so that when the bechor is born, it's not Beis HaMikdash, you're happy, a bechor is born, you have a mitzvah, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Today, the bechor is born, you say, what are you going to do with it? So therefore, we try to sell the mother to the guy before the animal gives birth. Maisi Shahaya, somebody had a parah mevakeres, and he made a shliach to sell it to a guy. He made a shliach to sell it to a guy, and this is before telephones, and the shliach went, and he heard from him again. The shliach traveled wherever he went, back home, wherever he lives. And now the cow gave birth. So the shayil wanted to know, could we assume that the shliach did his job? Do we have every right to assume, it wasn't confirmed that the shliach did his job? Do we have a right to assume that the shliach did his job? So this shayla, Ramesha brings, was originally, it's in the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says, it's a Gemara in Arabic, that chazaka shliach eisa shlichusai. The assumption that a shliach did his job, you can only assume by derabbanos. By derabbanos, you send a shliach to put out an erev tumim, you can assume he did his job. By deraisis, ein chazaka shliach eisa shlichusai. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that by any means of this deraisa, you can't assume a shliach did his job. Which I saw once, is the reason that people give money to a rav when they make the rav a shliach to sell the chametz. Because selling the chametz pashtus with their eisim. And you can't rely on a chazaka shliach eisim shlichusai. A payol, if you pay somebody, a payol you can assume did it, or you can even not to do it. I saw that this is the reason that there's a minig to give money to a rav when you sell the chametz. But anyway, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that by deraisa, there's no chazaka shliach eisim shlichusai. Zaki Mishnah Melech, You can't rely that the man stole the bechor, the para, bang, the baby is out. So Rav Moshe had the shayla, and the shayla asked him, why don't we go according to the chaseskes agos of the baby, of the uber? When the uber was in its mother's womb, it was chulin. Until a baby comes out, a baby calf comes out of the cow's womb, it's chulin. So we asked Rav Moshe, why don't we go bust the chazaka the meikara? Why don't we go bust the chazaka the meikara that it was chulin, and it stayed chulin? So today Yeshua says that the answer to the Kasha and the GS. Today you're right. Ramesha answers though. Ramesha says, Ramesha says that in this case, the Chestus Mare Kama is misnage to it. Because the Shaila is, was the cow sold? It was sold or it wasn't sold? The Cheskes Mare Kama says it wasn't sold. So Rav Moshe says that the Cheskes Mare Kama paskins eyes that it was not sold against the Cheskes Agos. And therefore, that's Pshat in the Mishnah Melech that it does. So for Rav Moshe, this is totally in the Kuntras HaSeikis. This is totally a weather Cheskes Mare Kama kapaskin eyes, the neighbor. If you hold that Chazaka of Marikama, Kapastana, is Dine Bechor, so then you understand the Mishnah now. The Chazaka Marikama here says that the animal is not sold. Since it says the animal is not sold, so therefore it remains a Safik Bechor. That's Rav Moshe's answer. Now, if you take a look at the Igus Moshe, it's in Yerodea. The original Shaila is in Siman Reish Aleph. But the part we talked about in Tosafot is in Siman Reish Beis. If you learn the first two paragraphs, Rav Moshe says a very geshmaka svara in something I mentioned yesterday. Yesterday, he said, according to the second Sa'ad, why don't you go Basachas Chagos? So he said, Mamayna Meisura Layafina. Kimmer Mammon Famisim. I mentioned it's hard to understand why here Mammon Meisura Layafina, Chazak is Chazak. So Moshe says a svara there, which I hope in Yitzhak Hashem will get to on that part. If you look up the truth inside, I think you get a geschmack from seeing it inside. In the meantime, let's move on. This, as I say, is sort of the Chloe Sticker Yisai that's at least attached to the Sugya. Glad that it's attached to Simchis also, but again, it's not for now. The last piece of Gemara we learned is on Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar of Yechanan Shvuz Utakaras Chachamani Shalekal Echav Echav Meilav Vatekat Elishra Chavei Rai Rami Shaliri. The Rishayim bring this as the real reason for Pshat in the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, it's on the Mishnah, you see, why do you swear? Shavuot Zim Takonis Tachamim U'Shalai Yikolach Anayilach V'Tekev Talisa Shachadim. Now, our Gemara says this according to Simchis. Right, our Gemara, why does our Gemara say this? We had a Kasha, the Mestis and the like of Simchis. So we say this Pshat. Hush b'shat in the Gemara, it's not la halacha. Hush b'shat, we pass them like the Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan, we already said on the previous Amid that according to the Rabbanan, we had a pshat. We only had shver like sumchis. So we had shver like sumchis, we answered Rav Yechanan Svara. And the Shittu B'Kubetza says that since Rabbi Yechanan said this far, the Gemara is going to bring it again on that day. Vice dice that once we heard Rabbi Yechanan's svara, even though we only came into it because of Sochis, once we heard it, we're mekabel Rabbi Yechanan's svara, even like the Rabbanan of Sochis. That it's emes, according to everybody. It's emes even according to the Rabbanan of Sochis as well. Which is fine. Right? It's a very Pashto thing. But now, Satra Rav Chanan, I saw Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aris, says exactly the same thing as Rav Chanan. In Rav Chanan, it's on in Chemut Beis and in Tess, I see a Dalit. Rav Chanan says that this Shittu Vetz is Zichetru, the Maskana we pass in like Rav Yechanan's reading. Therefore, the Gemara said on the previous Amid Beis, Iyam et Bishlam Rabbanan, Hasam Goy Tarsi very much of the right. Hacha Tavayav Tarsi, Pagi Lo Bishvur. Those sentences that the Gemara said earlier are not the Maskana, right? They're not. The Gemara said, Yavim Peshlom Rabbanan, it's all not what the MS. The MS is, like the Gemara said at the end. What are we getting? Look back, what was the Lashon HaGemara? Gemara said, Elamai Rabbanan, I'm Peshlom Rabbanan, Yavim Peshlom Rabbanan, Asim Lai Tarsi, Tavayim Peshlom Rabbanan, Hacha, now Mishnah, Tarvayu Tarsi, Pagi Lo Bishvur. Tarvayu Tarsi, we learned, Rav Chanan explained Tarvayu Tarsi, means that both holding the whole thing. That Hacha Tarvayu Tarsi, they're both holding the whole thing, Pagi Lo Bishvur. So maybe we have to swim. Can't mean each is holding a half, it wouldn't make sense. So the Gemara there said, Hacha Tarvayu Tarsi, Pagi Lo Bishvur. When we learned those words on Thursday, I guess it was, I mentioned to you that Rav Chanan learns into Pshat, Hacha Tarvayu Tarsi, they're both holding the whole thing. So we said then that it doesn't stem with Taisus. Taisus holds that each one's holding half of it. The Teres Vada. Right? We learned that right away on the beginning of the Masechta. Taisus holds each one's holding half the Teres Vada. And Rav Chanan learned into that line of Gemara, Tarvayu Tarsi, that they're both holding the whole thing. Sarasavi. Rav Chanan, it shouldn't bother you. Because that Gemara is not a Maskana. Since the Maskana is like Rav Yechanan, Rabbi Charata from what we said earlier, and even like the Rabbanan, the teretz of why our Mishnah stims is because Shvur Zuta Kanas Chachamim. So this is how Rav Chanan and Rav Yashiv both answer, explain the flow of the Gemara. Okay. So now we move on to the third lema. We have lema like a bananas, lema like a sumchis, and now lema like Rabbi Yaisi, the third one. Who's Rabbi Yaisi? So the Gemara says, lema mastis like Rabbi Yaisi, deep Rabbi Yaisi, amar emke mahef siddur rabbi. You know Shiovi Elio? Yeah. Who's Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi is, in the case of Anashlishi. What's the case? In this case, Amana Shlishi, two people, right? He didn't even need Rashi. Right? Lemus is like a Benanis. Without Rashi, you all know who Benanis is. Amana Shlishi, you all know that the Chachamim hold, the third money gets put away, Achiav Eliyahu. The Yaisi holds that the whole thing gets put away, Achiav Eliyahu, the whole 300. And why the whole 300? Because in Kei Mahif Sira Ramai, because otherwise, the Ramai has no incentive to come forward and tell the truth. Before we start the sugya, and we get more into the svaras later, I just want you to think for a minute. Svara. What's more pashut, Rabbi Yaisi or the Rabbanan? Just in shikul adas of svara. You have to put yourself into it. You have here 300 zuz was put as a pekad. 200 from one, 100 from another. It was all given in one bundle. So the Shaiver is not responsible to remember whose is whose. Now, they both claim, each one says, the 200 is mine. Chachamim say, give each 100 and put 100 away at Yavi. And Rav Yaisi says, okay, my answer to I put away the whole 300. At Yavi Eliyo, and so somebody will be mine. In Svara, which shita is the Pashta shita? Which shita needs hesder? Why would you say Pashas? What? Rabbanan or Pashat, why? Rabbanan or Pashat. Let me ask it to that. Rabbanan or Pashat. I don't ask it. Rav Yossi has a tie in Kema Hissed Aramai. How do you answer that? How are you going to answer in Kema Hissed Aramai? That's Rav Yossi's argument.
No.
Rav Yossi says, he won't keep fighting. He's not going to go admit. Why would he admit? It's very hard to get people to admit they were crooks. So we'll go home and finish. So what do you say in Kema Yisrael Rama?
Yeah. It's
strong. Rav Moshe writes in this sugya, see what it's megeya to. Rav Moshe writes, Rav Yossi is a chiddush. Bez is not in the job, in the habit of walking around taking things away from people that they should be made of. Not something you normally do. Normally, two people have a fight, you don't take other things away from them, they should be made of. Now, Rav Yossi also doesn't say take other things away from them, but he's taking away something that's certainly theirs. Usually, Besdin is in the habit or in the job of pastoring, not figuring out tricks to get someone to be Maida. Rav Yossi seems to hold that Besdin, and this is the way Rav Moshe explains Rav Yossi's Shita. Rav Moshe explains that Rav Yossi holds that it is Besdin's job to do a titzdiki, to do a hechatimsa, to get the crook to be Maida. The Rabbanan holds, that's not Bez's job. Bez's job is to pastor. You want, you get a policeman and you'll make takonis chachamim. They'll make takonis, they'll try to get Bahifsid Arama. But when you come to Bez with a shayla, Bez's job is to pastor. That's what Rabbanan holds. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no. Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to do whatever you could to try to make the cook be made. They're arguing in the Yisoid on whether that is part of the responsibility of Bezdin when it comes to making Pesach, Pesach Halachas. Now, there's no question that Sanhedrin, or whoever it is, made a lot of Takanas. Right? The whole Takana by Hesed Rameh is a Takana. The question is, in a Din Torah that comes in front of you, what's Bezdin's job? Chachamim say Bezdin has no job making Knossos. Bezdin's Paskins are put into the rules finished. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bezdin does tricks for Mahif Sederame. They don't go into his house, but if the money's in front of them, they hold on to it. This is the way Rav Moshe explains Tahara Tess here in the Dibris Moshe. The way he explains just Pashup Shat in the Machlokes Rav Yossi and the Rabbana. If we have a chance, we'll come back to how this influences the Gemara. One more Nakuda. Who Yehemu Nachashi Avi Eliyahu? Who holds it? Yehemu Nachashi Avi Eliyahu. The Shimer has 300 zuz. He has 300 zuz. And one guy says 200 it is, he says 200 it is. So Rav Yossi says, Yehemu Nach, the whole 300, Rabbanan say 100. What is Yehemu Nach? Where does it get put? Where does it get held? Right. How do you understand?
Shema.
The Lashon HaRambam is Yehei Munach Etzloi Atshiyav Eliyahu. The Lashon HaRambam is that it should be kept by him. Atshiyav Eliyahu. The Yehei Munach means that the person who's holding it, he keeps on holding it. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Sif Aleph, brings the Rosh Narambam, Yehemunach Etzloi Atshiyav Eliyahu. The Ramah disagrees. Ramah says, no, Bezdin takes it. Yehemunach is a Bezdin Atshiyav Eliyahu. Yehemunach is something that's a Bezdin's job. Bezdin takes it from them, and from the Shimer, and Bezdin holds either 300 like Rav Yossi, 100. Some Bezdin holds it Atshiyav Eliyahu. Why should Bezdin hold it? So the Siman the Shach say, interesting, Bezdin holds it. We don't want the Shomer to hold it. Shema Yarin. he might really remember who gave him the 200s and who gave him the 100s. But he knows if he plays his cards right, he's going to get this whole 300 or like, what, like some 100. Actually, Elio. So maybe he's not being laidus, he's really a crook at heart. And he sees an opportunity to make money. So he wants to hold on to the money. Shema Yarin. That's why the Ramah says we give it to Bezdin Tov. What?
What
do you do? Where's Pashtus, we're doing him a favor. I mean, you know, they say that when the Brisker Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, he came with a box of rubbers. Then he had Yerusha from Reb Chaim, from the Beis Halevi. People used to come to the Rav's house. They took out the rubbers in the hall and they came in. People left rubbers there. It was the Emunah Hachiyav Elio. Some still in Brisk someplace. You know, all these rubbers from Dere Dairis. The stifle in his house, there's supposedly a box of pens. People used to go. It was always on his desk. People, he didn't hear well. People used to write. So people left pens there. So he had a box of pens, the Emunah. A push it, it's a pain in the neck. You don't want it to be by you, Yemuna. No? Yemuna. So that's true. FLPK, Lamaisa, the Shach and Sma say Shema Yarin. Seems to be a Pashash for some reason. There'll be a crook. The what Yemuna by him, and he'll spend it. And therefore, that's the reason the Ramah says, you hold it in bed. Now, the Shach in Simon Reshkov Beis of Cotton Hay brings another Rambam, a different Rambam, a different case. The case is not important for now. The Rambam has a different case of Yehemunach. And the Magen Mishnah is medayik in the Lashon HaRambam in the other case that Yehemunach Eitel Bezdin. So the Shach is to steer in the Rambam. Now here by Mother Shlishi the Rambam says Yehemunach Etz Loi. And over there the Rambam says Yehemunach Bezdin. So because of this kasha, the Shach disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. And he says, no, the Rambam always holds Yehemunach Etzloi. He answers the Lashon Rambam. According to the Shach, Yehemunach is always the Machlaikis between the Rambam, who says Etzloi, and the Ramah, who says the Des. However, the Arsameach brings the Shach, and the Arsameach makes a answers and makes the whole machlokes be a very small machlokes. The Arsameach says, Hakol Moedim, that normally Yehemunach is the Bezdin. Everyone agrees that a normal Yehemunach, you go to Bezdin, you give it to Bezdin, it should be Yehemunach. The only time the Rambam said Yehemunach Etzloi is by Mana Shlishi. Why should Mana Shlishi be different? Why should Mana Shlishi be different? The Yehemunach should be by him. Because he was originally the Shomer. He's the original Shomer. It was given to him, Hemnu. They gave it to him to hold. When he was originally entrusted as a Shomer, there, Yehemunach is taka by him. But in a case where there's no situation that he was originally entrusted. So there, everyone's Maida Yehemunach would be Yehemunach Bebezdin. That's the Hador Sameach learns of the Rambam, not like the Shach. So again, the Shach holds, it's a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramah, that the Mechaber and the Rambam hold Yehemunach is always a fly, and the Ramah is always a Bezdin. And the Sameach says, no! It's always in Bezdin. There's one specific case of Rav Shlishi where it's different. It's a Shomer. A Shomer is Yevu Nachetzel. Later, in our Gemara, the Lashon HaGemara is very much mashma like our Sameach. You see, as you learn the Gemara by Chaveni Al-Pinkasai, you should be able to make a deal with the Lashon HaGemara. Gemara is the Lashon Machkina Minei, which is mashma. I want you to catch it on your own. You'll catch it. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma we take away from him in order to do Yemunah. I'm not sure how the Shach is going to answer it. When we get there, we'll see a little more about it. But this is the machlokes where Yehimunach is. Yehimunach is Etzla, Yehimunach is the best. Right, so let's come back now to the machlokes and see how to learn the Gemara. So Gemara starts the same way as the previous Gemara. It says, "Lo masis like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi ha Amar came ahead said Rami came when after Shavuot." So the Gemara gives back a kasha. Elamai Rabbanon. You hold that it's the Rabbanon. Kivan Damri Rabbanon Hashai Yemunach at Shiav Eliyahu. The Rabbanon say that the 100 gets put away at Shiav Eliyahu. Hanani Kishar Dami. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hanami Kishar Dami Bisfekehi. And what should be? So by Yehimunach, you should split it. It's the Gemara's kasha. That by Yehimunach, either by Yehimunach, you should split it, or by our Mishnah, you should also say by Yehimunach. That's the kasha. It's the stira, the Rabbanan, and our Mishnah. So again, what's the Gemara's kasha? Like the Rabbanan, that our whole talis is like the $100. And just like the $100, just like in our talis, you do yachloiku. So too, the $100, you should do yachloiku. The Shar Mishpat is a kasha. It is a kasha from this Gemara on another shach. Different shach, which maybe it's related to the previous, we'll see in a minute. The shach is going on the following case. A man was dying, and before he died, he was mitzava, he left it to, he said it before he died, which he has a total name on this, that he owes $100 to Yosef Bishin. Either he borrowed it from him or his mazik him, it doesn't matter why. Before he died, he said, "I owe $100 to Yosef ben Shimon." Of course, as soon as you hear Yosef ben Shimon, you realize what was the shaila. The two Yosef ben Shimons in town. Right? Every town has to have is a Reb Tzaddik who explains why the Gemara always taps on Yosef ben Shimon when there are two of them. We had it once, the Sikkim Tzaddik, it's nothing else. But that was the shaila. A man before he died, he said, "I owe $100 to Yosef ben Shimon," and he died. And now there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town. Neither of them is aware of it. So each one says, "Give me the money," because of the tzavah. A man is believed. A person has a total memonis. I mean, he anyways believed, even the chayav. A person then lost the kamei aidan. And he said he owes $100 to Yosef ben Shimon. So each one is claiming. So the shaila is, in this case, what do you do? What do you do in such a case? What are the choices? The Yachloiku or Yehimunach? What? What does Yachloiku accomplish? You need a look at other examples. That doesn't accomplish anything. Is it Vadei Ramai? No Vadei Ramai. No Vadei Ramai. So according to that, each one says, "I don't remember." No, each one says, "I don't know." No one says, "They'd be Bari," then I guess that's why the case is the Tushem. Each one doesn't remember that it's all to him. And so you hold it's totally in Vaday Ranai. So then the din should be Achlaiku. If you hold this totally in Chalukah Chalei Semes. The time is that he should have to, he's zicha has to pay. Look, the yar should have $100. It's zicha not there. They have to do something with it. The shach says he brings from a Mishnah Lamelech, Shem a Mishnah Lamelech, that the din is yachloik. Really, it's a run that says that the din is yachloik. The shach time is the shach is a simin nun dalat of cut lamed test that the yarshin could taina hamaytim mechaberei all of a raya. How can you take money from me? How can you take money from me? You, Yosef and Shimon, have no raya. You, Yosef and Shimon, you have no raya. So the shach says that they can't take away money from me. He could taina hamaytim mechaberei all of a raya, and he could say you can't take it away from me. I have it, and you have no right to take it without proof. Now, much better about the shach. The yarshim saying I'm making a chaver of a raya. What's strange about it? It's certainly not his. It's certainly not his. Because it's not his 100. Before his father died, he said, this 100, I owe $100 to buy.
It's only a few. It's not, we have it last year with, is it a few or is it a mitzvah to go ahead and pay
that? That was by a gift. We talked out last year that when the father's mitzvah, before he dies, he writes a will, he wants to give a gift. So even though everyone knows that Shvid Merak and Sum Surindar, I mean, we don't pass him that way. And it's only a mitzvah. It's not only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's not dinei mamonos. But that was a gift, not a chayv. A chayv is 100% naman. Even b'chayav he'd be naman, certainly before he dies. So the question here is, could I say hamotzi mechaverei all of a raya on something that's vaday not mine? Hear the question. What? But being a marikama doesn't help you if your vaday is not yours. Even if you're a mozik, he's more than marikam, he's mozik. He's mamish holding him. The yarshin. But we don't know who so he himself is. Yeah, but you can tell. Being a mozik or a marikam only helps the chazaka that's imay taina. You have to have a taina that's yours. If you have a bite that's not yours, what does it help you to be a mozik? If I'm in a city and I'm going to pick up a tape recorder and I say, it's mine? It's not mine. I might, it's not mine. Mozik only helps if I'm signing his money. So, it's both cases. Side Pekodin. The Pekodin makes even more sense. Imagine the father before he died, he said, this talus belongs to the Yosef and Shimon. So now two Yosef and Shimons, they want to do at least the Yachloiku, and he says, no, I'm Yosef Mechavera of Araya.
If he gives it to one person, if they fight those, and one person, the person who is owed to is getting only half of what he's owed. He's not getting the whole thing that he's owed.
It's true.
So what's the point of doing it to him? And that's it. There's nothing to talk about. If you give it to the wrong person.
Yeah, but if you hold Lekavadei Rama, you see, if you hold it totally, you're right. But if you hold it totally in Vadei Rama, then as long as it's not Vadei Rama, it's the Yachloiku, which is the best choice. Going with the idea that you go bust the Lekavadei Rama.
But if the children's trying to give it to the right person.
You mean Reb Chaim Zvarek, that they're mechuyev to give it to the right person. So they shouldn't be able to do Lekavadei. Have to think about it. I get a time there. Chaim said that once you're a shomer, you can't give it out to Yachloiku. I get a time.
There's money here that belongs to someone else.
Yashu would never accomplish me around it. The father was a shomer.
But yes, it depends.
Yashin themselves said, then if the father's a kapal shmiri, Yashin don't have to be shomer. At any rate, this is the Shach Chiddush Otzum, that you could say, Amoiti Mechaberei Olav Araya, even if you know it's not yours. So the Shah Mishpat is a kasha from Agama. The kasha is, what? He's not my deal. Someone said to him, is he a hockey for Makalai? He's a hockey for Makalai, right? What's he talking about? He says, he's not my deal. He ever told me he's my deal. Sharmella says, I'll prove to you that what? The Sharmishpat, I mean. The Sharmishpat says, it's Sibin Memtes, Sibkat and Dalit. He says, I'll prove to you from our Sugya, not like the Shah. Because what is the Gemara's Kasha? Elamai Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon. Why do you do Yehin Munach by Monashlish? You should do Yachlaiku. Zakta Sharmishpat. 1 minute. This case is exactly the two Yosef and Shimon cases. Why? It's the same thing. You have a third party holding it. He's holding the $100. And either there are two Yosef and Shimon who claim it's theirs. In our Gemara, there are two people who gave him the Picard. Each one says it's his. So the Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanan, why don't you say Achloiku? Why does the Gemara answer? That the Shimer will kind of. The Shomer will tanya, Hamaytzi Mechaveri, Olav Araya. I'm a Musik right now. I have the 300. If you don't have a Raya, and you don't have a Raya, I don't have to give it away. It's mamish the same case as the two Yosef and Shimon's. This is the Kasha that the Shomish yes. What's the problem with the Kasha? So two years of Hashem is also bad and bad. Oh, that time Shema, but why should that make a difference? I still have to give it to one of them. That's the difference. That's why it should matter. I don't know what I was thinking when I read this Kasha. Let's say you are the one holding the Mana Shlishi. Okay, they said I gave you $300, and it actually happened. He says 200 assists, he says 200 assists. So the Gemara is saying you should say Achloiku. Would you get up and tie the Hamaisi Mechaveri Olav Araya? If you're in your right mind, would you tie that? Huh? Why would you? Because Kash is, you should be able to tie the Hamaisi Mechaveri Olav Araya. I don't understand why you would tie it. But we said a minute ago, it's a pain in the neck to have a Yehi Munach. To have something that's Yehi Munach Etzloi. Isn't it a pain to have a Yehi Munach Etzloi? What's the kasha? The kasha is that the person was holding the Mana Shlishi, he could tainah Yehi Munach. When he could tainah? Why would he tainah such a thing? Well, in his right mind, would tainah. If you're holding something, you know who to give it to. You go to Bezin tells you, Yachlaiku, you'll be thrilled. What do you mean, Yitai? Yitai and Mitzvah Avaraya. It seems Taka to be a Raya. Rav Moshe has a Chiddush. Now Rav Moshe is not the first one. The early Achrayim say it. They just don't remember who. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva writes that what do you do if you have Munach? It happens. You find a pen that has a siman, or you find, say, even a people whose pen with a siman, nobody hangs up a sign for it, but a coat with a siman. You find things. I have a Yehi Munach in Shul. Somebody left. It was a simple one Shabbos. And somebody exchanged the talus with the silver Torah nachnitzu. It was one of the misbaalim. And the next week, the one who davens by us realized that someone exchanged it. Now, the other person doesn't even realize he exchanged it, probably. Or maybe he does realize. It's not likely he was miyayish. So the talus is sitting in the shul on a shelf. And, Achiyav Elio. What do you do with something that's Yehim Rech Achiyav Elio? Because that was found before the owner was miyayish, the stone. And, there's Yehim Rech. If you find something, you know it's a yid, the talus. What do you do with it? So Rav Moshe has a chiddush. Rav Moshe writes that if you have something that's Yehi Munach, you're allowed to use it, and even sell it, as long as you're makabel on yourself, that kishiyavi elio, or any other way that the owner will come and prove it's his, that you're paying for it. That you're allowed to do that. One second. I'll tell you the second. So Rav Moshe has the chiddush that Yehi Munach is something of a benefit for the person who's holding it. Now Rav Moshe is talking about an aveda. In aveda, everyone holds Yehi Munach does not mean in bezdin. In aveda, everyone has to do a bezdin. Yehi Munach is by you. And everyone is. By Marish Lishi, the Yehi Munach is in Bezdin. We'd all agree, it doesn't make sense. If Yehi Munach is in Bezdin, so what in the Yittai? He's going to Taina. I'm going to say, why would anybody Taina? I want a Yehi Munach. He has no benefit from it. If you learn Yehi Munach like the Shach Taka learns, Yehi Munach is exploit. The Yehi Munach gets placed by you. And you have a Kabbalah this track. That somebody say Munach by you, you could use it. You could use it, you spend it, as long as you're Makabal, that when Elio comes, you'll pay the bill. So then you have a benefit. So then this whole discussion makes sense. It seems that this whole discussion makes sense, again, if you hold that Yehi Munach is Etzlan, and you hold that Ramesh is finished. So then, so the Shemesh will make sense. And over here, he's saying, what the Gemara's kasha? You say, Achlaiku, the Shaymer Shetaina Yehimunach. You Shetaina, I love Araya. I want it to be Yehimunach by me. The Mela, I'll gain from it. So what's wrong if I gain from it? This is the Sharmish, but it's Raya from here that you cannot tie Yehimunach. Otherwise, over here, you Shetaina, I love Araya. The Shaymer should be able to tie. Okay, tomorrow we're going to learn Vaita down the Gemara. Just before you leave,